Well, good evening, people. By God, it's going to be a rambunctious night tonight. Hey, that's a good word. And there'll be some chilled beer on tap, I guess. Not kind of tap, but, you know, chilled just before it's too cold, if you know what I mean. It ain't a beer popsicle, but it's really nice. And I don't even look at the news from America, because I just can't be bothered to look at it. It's never any good. And I know there's probably some guys and people who are from America who maybe listen to me sometimes, and I apologize, but it's just too degrading for me to look at, watching a country destroy itself. And of course the main thing that's destroying everything is wokeness, isn't it? But what is wokeness? Well, it's kind of like virtual signaling, on a big scale, of course. But there's one thing about wokeness, and that is it has no logic. It has no common sense. And of course, that's why it fails on everything and destroys the quality of everything it touches. And that is because it comes from the Femon brain. They love to speak gobbledygook. They're getting loads of tattoos on them, blowing up their lips, blowing up their asses, blowing up their tits, sometimes literally piling loads of makeup on. And it's all, of course, is to get noticed, get attention. The trouble is, there's nothing there when they get the attention. That's all it was. My experience in my life has shown me that a lot of femons are just not very deep. Not all the femons, but the majority of them are very shallow, materialistic. That's where the term came, airhead, or bimbo. I mean, let's think about it. Have you ever seen a femon sitting down at night in the forest or something with a campfire going and looking up to the sky at the stars and staring, thinking very deeply, and then just saying, "Why are we here?" No, I haven't seen that happen either. Oh, I know a lot of people say, well, femons think differently. And I'm just wondering, do they actually think at all? Just take a look at the programs they watch that they like, or the programs made especially for femons. Generally, there's a lot of noise. Very fake, very false, and also materialistic. Not very deep. So she spends 15 years with a man that she even marries, and after the divorce and some time, does she ever think of that man and the times they had together at all? Was there any real depth to their relationship in the femon's mind? Because now she's moved on to another man. I mean, do they feel regret from the past? Maybe that's why they can move on so easily, because the moment is now and not the past. Of course, the trouble is, femons have used their bodies and their breasts and, of course, their fluid for everything. Their personality, of course, has suffered. One man said to me many, many years ago, femons don't generally pay attention 100%. It's almost like they're always somewhere else. At least most of them is. They always seem to talk about things that they've heard before, and they repeat it. It's never really their own original idea. And that's why I think they have this herd mentality. That's why they don't really make great comedians, at least a lot of them don't. Because they just hear a joke and repeat it exactly as they heard it. They don't make it their own. I mean, if all a male wants is a nice-shaped body, a pair of tits, and a tube, then that would be fine. But he doesn't, and he never really has. He wants somebody home. He wants a femon that isn't just going to spout what she's heard. And he wants a femon who's got her head screwed on correctly, not turned around backwards. Actually, thinking about that, that might be good sexually. Anyway, but unfortunately, males are shit out of luck, in most cases, especially the modern ones. The porch light is on, well, kind of flickering, but nobody's home. Now that's why the sex bots are more appealing every day. At least there's somebody home, albeit AI. Woo! Must have had an idea there. My body's not used to that. Hopefully it's just a breaker.